This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
There are failures so severe, they stop being bureaucratic mistakes and start being moral crimes. What happened in Lone Oak County, Arkansas, wasn't a tragedy of circumstance. It was a chain of decisions, every one of them, stamped, signed, and approved by a justice system that really should have known better. And when it failed, a father did what the law was supposed to do. He protected a child, his child. Aaron Spencer didn't wake up looking to break the law. He woke up to a nightmare, his 14-year-old daughter gone from her bed, a decoy hoodie left behind, and the gut-level terror every parent dreads. It wasn't just that she was missing. It was who she was missing with. That man's name was Michael Fossler, 67 years old, a documented predator, a man already facing multiple charges for exploiting and stalking children, including Aaron's daughter. The DA knew his record. The judge knew it. The community knew it. And still, he was out on bond. Now let's pause there just for a quick little second. And let's do a little free thinking, a little conjecture, a little opinion. When someone who's in power has the ability to make a choice in two directions. One, keep a known predator of children behind bars because you have the power to do that, or release them into the ether, back into the world of which they have preyed time and time again. And you choose to flip the page of this choose your own adventure book to the let's free him. I'm going to start questioning what's going on in your own world. What's going on that you think, this guy deserves another chance? What is going on that you're relating to this individual so much that you feel he should be set free to go do what he'll do? Because he'll learn his lesson. What's going on in your mind? Why are you so connected to that? Why do you have some sort of relatability going on here that you feel this child predator should be released? What's, sir, like what? I don't see any other reason other than what we're all thinking. What skeletons are in your closets? DA, judge, anyone who signed off on this shit? I think maybe we should look into you a little bit. Maybe we will. Or maybe the internets will. Because there's a lot of people ready to do it. And if you are already doing it, please DM me. Because I think this needs to be done. I think there needs to be... I'm not looking to make things up. I'm not looking to accuse anyone of anything. I'm just looking. I'm looking for answers. I'm looking to make sense of a situation that makes no sense at all. If someone chooses to release a known predator like this man, who kidnapped Aaron's daughter, and you choose to set him free to do it again, and then you choose to go after the father who protected his daughter? I keep going to one logical conclusion here. What involvement do you have in this? Because it sure doesn't seem to be of the protection sort. I'm not accusing anyone of anything. I'm asking the fair question that needs to be asked, because when there's smoke, and this feels a little bit more than smoke, this feels like kind of a small inferno going on over here in this county with these people.
What's going on in your closets? What's going on behind your closed doors that this was a good idea to go after Aaron and have released this guy in the first place? Tell me. Please tell me. What's the reasoning? Because following the letter of the law is not the answer. And this is not following the letter of the law. This is some sort of weird, sick vengeance against an innocent father who saved the life of his daughter. And now you're weaponizing the very system that caused this problem to go after the innocent and victimize them even more. So yes, I would love to know what else is going on in this county with these people, where this man, you know, the predator who's now dead, thank God, Michael Fossler rotting in a grave, thanks to Aaron Spencer's good deeds. I want to know what else is going on there. Because Fossler, he was part of law enforcement too. Yeah, that makes it a little weirder, doesn't it? Not directly in this specific county, but not far away either. Not so far away that you don't have some crossover, some, oh, well, you were wearing the blue ones too. Is that all it is? Is that, was it a, he was once a cop thing and you just can't see past reality that not all cops are good? If that's it, horrible decision-making on your part. But the whole let's go after the dad who saved his daughter's life, that's the sick part. That's the part where I think there's something really fucking dark going on over here. And it needs to be looked into. And maybe there's nothing. Maybe there is nothing. But someone should find out. Don't you think? The DA knew his record. The judge knew it. The community knew it. And still, he was free on bond, unmonitored, armed with access and opportunity. That decision to let a known predator walk was the first act of violence in this story. Everything that followed was the system cashing in on its own negligence. Because that morning when Aaron saw the empty bed, the fake shape under the blanket, the evidence of careful planning, he didn't see a runaway. He saw a kidnapping in progress. He called, he looked, he drove. And when he spotted the vehicle on a rural road with his daughter inside faster than the police could get there, what happened next wasn't vengeance. It was called rescue. He forced the car to stop. He confronted the man who'd taken his child. And when the situation turned volatile, when a known S predator refused to comply, Aaron Spencer did what any parent would have done. The DA called it second-degree murder. But anyone who's ever loved a child calls it instinct. Because let's be clear about what was happening that night. A convicted predator with pending charges for child exploitation was actively in possession of a minor he had been ordered to stay away from. That's not a domestic dispute. That's kidnapping, you fucking idiot, DA. That's the nightmare every parent prays they'll never face. And when it lands on Aaron Spencer's doorstep, the justice system was nowhere to be found. So now the same machine that failed to protect his daughter wants to punish the father who did. That's not justice. That's self-preservation by a system trying to cover its own collapse. Think about the moral inversion here. The DA's office knew who Michael Fossler was. They knew his history. They knew the risk. Yet they let him out on bond under conditions they couldn't even enforce. No ankle monitor, no high-risk supervision, no active monitoring by probation or pre-trial services. They handed him freedom, and he used it to hunt a child. When that kind of negligence gets a girl abducted, the real question isn't why did Aaron Spencer pull the trigger? It's why did the DA ever let it come to that? This is what institutional cowardice looks like, and you, DA, are a coward. subhuman even. When the state releases predators faster than it processes their victims' trauma, that's not justice, it's complicity. And it makes you wonder, again, why are you relating to the predator so much? When judges worry more about docket congestion than community safety, that's not discretion. That's dereliction. Aaron Spencer acted because the system refused to, and now because he didn't wait for permission to save his daughter's life, he's the one wearing the handcuffs. Let's talk about that system for a minute. It's one that routinely over-prosecutes poor families for petty theft and substance charges while bending over backwards to respect the rights of repeat offenders. It's a machine built to protect itself, to preserve process, not people. And when one of its own citizens shows them what accountability actually looks like, they recoil because Aaron Spencer's actions expose their weakness. He embarrassed them. He proved that their protections don't actually protect. That's why they want to bury him in legal paperwork now. Not because they care about law and order, but because he made them look like what they are. Negligent, hollow, and out of touch with the people they serve. And possibly even worse. I don't know anybody that protects child predators other than child predators. Do you? You can trace every step of this back to bureaucratic arrogance. A DA who thought a known predator could be managed. A judge who thought pretrial liability mattered more than a child's safety. Probation officers with caseloads too high to care. The system stacked failure upon failure, and Aaron Spencer is the one paying for it. Except he's not playing their game anymore. He's running for sheriff. And that right there might be the most courageous act of all. This isn't some performative campaign stunt. Spencer isn't running to polish his image. He's running because he's seen firsthand what happens when law enforcement stops serving the people they're sworn to protect. He's running against the very structure that failed his family and everyone there. Against a sheriff's office that arrested him instead of investigating why a child predator was free to strike again. When he says, restoring trust, it's not a slogan, it's a rebuke. He's talking about a department that valued policy over protection, a DA's office that treated paperwork like justice, and a system that pretends compassion for victims while enabling their abusers. And that's exactly why the establishment is terrified of him, because if he wins, it's not just a political upset, it's an indictment of the entire justice apparatus. It says the quiet part out loud, that citizens no longer trust prosecutors to protect their kids, that law enforcement has become too comfortable enforcing laws against the wrong people. There's a reason so many families in Lowenoke County see Aaron Spencer as more than a defendant. They see him as a stand-in for every parent who's been told to wait, to trust, to file another report while the clock runs out. He's living proof that waiting doesn't save lives. Acting does. And let's remember, his daughter is alive. She came home because her father acted. That fact alone should haunt every official who signed the papers releasing her abductor. And again, I will say it aloud. I don't know anyone who protects child predators other than child predators. So what are you? Bad choice maker or something worse? The DA wants to make this about process, about whether Spencer's actions were technically within the bounds of legal procedure. But this isn't about the letter of the law anymore. It's about its soul. Because what do you call a law that protects predators but punishes parents? What do you call a system that shows mercy to the guilty and outrage towards the brave? Aaron Spencer didn't commit murder. The state committed neglect. And now the people of Lonoke County have to decide which one they can live with. If the courts won't correct this, the ballot might. Spencer's campaign isn't just symbolic, it's a reckoning. He's forcing the very machine that condemned him to look him in the eye and answer for its own sins. He's saying, if you can't protect our children, then I will. That's not lawlessness, that is leadership. Because heroes aren't defined by uniforms or titles. They're defined by what they do when the world stops making sense. Aaron Spencer saw a system that stopped protecting the innocent and started protecting itself. And in one impossible moment, he made the choice every parent prays they'll never have to make, but knows deep down they would. So when people call him a hero, it's not hyperbole. It's truth. Because courage isn't clean. It's not procedural. It's not polite. It's doing what's right when no one else will. And that's what Aaron Spencer did. That's what he's still doing. He saved his daughter. Now he's trying to save the system that almost let her die, so others don't die because of it. If there's any justice left in Arkansas, it won't be found in the DA's courtroom. It'll be found in the hearts of voters who know exactly who the real criminal is in the story. And it wasn't the father. Your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube, please. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi to find us there. You can also find us wherever you get podcasts. Do that same search, Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, and you'll find us. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.